Blog Talk Radio. I'm grateful. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful that God is who he is. I'm grateful that he allowed Christ to come and die for us. It's so much to be grateful for. I'm grateful that God had allowed Christ to come and rule and super rule. Matter of fact, he tackled death, and he asked death, where is your sting? Grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is his sting. He did away with it. And the strength of the sin of law, he demolished it. Think about it. So be thankful to God who give us the victory. We have that victory now through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Bees, the apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. So happy to have each and every one of you all. I know Pastor right now is, she's at a place, and I don't know if she can pray or not, but I'm going to go ahead and ask her if she'd like to pray for Thankful Thursday, and if she can't, I will. Hallelujah. Pastor Bill from Akron, Ohio, can you give us a word of prayer?
Praise the Lord, and good afternoon, everyone. Amen. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not unto thy own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him. And he shall direct thy path. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, asking you, Father God, to continue to bless our pastor, bless all those that have called in. We're thankful, Father God, for those that are listening by internet, Father God. We ask that you will have your way with each and every one of us on another Thankful Thursday. Bless the word as it goes forth. Be with all those, Father God, who ask us to keep them lifted up in prayer. Those who are bereaved, those who are sick and shut in, and those who are going through. We know you're a way maker out of no way, Father God. We put our trust in you. Bless each and every one. Have your way in our lives. Guide and direct us in the word of truth. We ask it all in Christ Jesus' name. We pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. I appreciate that. I just love it when Pastor goes on and beyond, especially in her situation. She's not letting anything hinder her from doing God's will. And I'm going to tell you, brother, sister, that's faithfulness right there. She get a car dealership, and while she's there, you don't care about the noise, she's still going to talk about Jesus Christ and him crucified, which is awesome. Hallelujah. Well, it's Thankful Thursday, and anyone would like to be thankful for whatever, go ahead, just press 1, and we'll let you in. Thankful Thursday. This is Thankful Thursday. Anyone like to, something that you're thankful for? Hallelujah. Just press 1 and we'll let you in. Praise God. And for those who might wonder why we don't open up the broadcast anymore, because we had a couple of people just was real, disrespectful, I can say that one. And they didn't respect the word of God, and they didn't respect being on air. They just say crazy stuff. So we just put a stop to that by letting you know that if you want to have something to say, you have to press 1. Amen, amen, hallelujah. And until you guys decide what you want to do there, we're going to pick up where we left off yesterday. But let me say this, because the song said be grateful. And right now I'm thinking about grateful. You know, when you're grateful, you're thankful. You know, you appreciate. You know, when you're thankful, you know, you're content. You know, you're happy. You really, when you think about thankfulness and gratefulness, kind of on the same page there. You're well pleased, man, for whatever. It's a way to express your attitude. It's a way to express your appreciation and to be thankful. We're going to deal with belief a little bit today. And that's where we left off yesterday. I'm trying to see what scripture it was. But the believer one is one with authority. Anybody had anything to say, just press one. We'll let you in. Okay. Pastor, you able to read from the Messenger Bible?
Yes, Pastor.
Okay. Well, I want to pick up where we left off yesterday, and that is we were talking about believing. A believing one is one who's acts on the what they believe. You act on it. And that's what God wants out of us, not to know so much, but to believe. See, as a lot of people, they have the knowledge, but they don't believe. And God looking for people who will believe. Because, see, when you act, when you believe, you acting on what is called secondhand knowledge. That's probably another way to put it. But when you believe, you're operating on secondhand knowledge. When you know a thing, it's what you know, and that's as far as you can go. But when you believe, then miracles start happening. When you know, miracles don't happen as much as it would when you believe. So it's about believing. The only way you can have eternal life is through believing. That's why God requires us to believe. Knowing means that you possess knowledge, or you show that. And on the other hand, believing means that you have accepted something to be true, or you are confident and have trust in something. Like with us, we trust the Word of God. We believe in the Word of God. It is possible to know something but not believe it. A lot of people know stuff, but they don't believe. Some theologian, some philosopher have argued that a person can know that something is true unless that person believes that it is true. Other philosophers have argued that it is possible to know that something is true without believing. But God requires us to believe, brothers and sisters. Jesus said, "For John came unto you by way of righteousness, and ye believe him not. But the publicans and the harlots believe him, and you were, when ye had seen it, repented not after that ye believed him." So we're required to believe. There's church folk, they don't believe, but yet there's harlots and publicans and all these people, they'll believe the Word of God quicker than people who sit up in churches every day. That's why we have to be careful when we hear people say, because the day is coming, the Word of God says, the day is coming when man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there. He said, believe him not. Don't believe that. What you believe is the truth. the Word of God is truth, okay? And there's always going to be signs that follow believers. Believers is one who operate on something that had been passed along. Like, we have to believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. According to Romans 10:9-10, and Romans 10:9-10, it reads like this, and I'm going to ask Pastor Shea to read it out of a Messenger Bible. The King James verse read like this, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
Okay, reading from the Message Bible. The word that saves is right here, as near as the tongue in your mouth, as close as the heart in your chest. It's the word of faith that welcomes God to go to work and set things right for us. This is the core of our preaching. Say the welcoming word to God, Jesus is my master, embracing body and soul, God's work of doing in us what he did in raising Jesus from the dead. Amen.
Do you have to believe in the resurrection? We have to believe in the resurrection. Colossians 3 says, if you be risen with Christ, keep those things above where Christ sits, and put your affection on things above. So when you have been risen, and I know a lot of people don't teach this, but the Bible says, if you've been risen. The word if appears some 528 times in Scripture. If is a possibility. See, you may not been risen. Because you joined a church don't mean you've been risen. Because you work on the usher board. Because you sing. These things are not an indication that you've been risen. But he says in Colossians 3, this is for believers. Everybody won't believe this. But in Colossians 3, 1, we'll read through the fourth verse. From the King James Version, it reads like this. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ seated on the right hand of God. Seek your attention on things above, not on things of the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. So when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall we also appear with him in glory.
Amen. From the Message Bible. So if you're serious about living this new resurrection life with Christ, act like it. Pursue the things over which Christ presides. Don't shuffle along, eyes to the ground, absorbed with the things right in front of you. Look up and be alert to what is going on around Christ. That's where the action is. See things from his perspective. Your old life is dead. Your new life, which is your real life, even though invisible to spectators, is with Christ and God. He is your life. When Christ, your real life, remember, shows up again on this earth, you'll show up too. The real you. The glorious you. Meanwhile, be content and prosperity like Christ. Amen.
So let's answer a few questions here. Are you seeking those things above? Are you seeking the things in the world? Are you seeking what God says to seek? Or are you seeking what man says to seek? This word seek is the same word that's used when the woman had lost her clothing. She seek. That means she went everywhere. If you ever seek for something, something that has been lost, that's what you're seeking. For something that has been lost. So sometimes you'll find yourself going in the next room and there your glasses is on top of your head. You know, but when you're seeking for something, you turn over things. You know, sometimes you'll find yourself going over and over. To seek with understanding is real important. So you seek those things which are above. Those things above is God's righteousness, God's faithfulness, God's love. These are the things you seek, God's kind of stuff, not man kind of stuff. You know, I said the other day, I was looking at a scripture, and I think that was in John 13, 34, 35. And then God gave me revelation on this thing that, hey, are you believing in this kind of love? Because a lot of time people, I think it was John, I'm going to be sure, I think it was 13, 34. I've been 33. It says, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. So the word love, well, I'll let Pastor read it out of the Messenger Bible first. That's John 13:34-35.
Read from the Message Bible. Let me give you a new command. Love one another in the same way I love you. You love one another. This is how everyone will recognize that you are my disciples, when they see the love you have for each other. Amen.
Amen. See, this word new means it never exists before. Man have never taught to love like this. He's never been taught to love like Christ. We've always been taught that we can't do like God. We've always been taught that that's God. We always been taught that kind of stuff instead of being taught the truth. And the truth is, Jesus said, a new commandment I give unto you. Well, what is it new? That ye love one another? Well, we already know that. But here's what new. As I have loved you, the same kind of love that Christ has, God said, that's what I want y'all to do. So, obviously, and evidently, he's able to do that. If he tells us to do that, we're able to do that. And he said, now you love like I love, or the kind of love I use, the God kind of love. Now, I know all the Greek terminology, the Hebrews, I get all of that. Listen, brothers and sisters, it's not God kind of love. See, the Hebrew love is agapo. Agapo means without conscience. That's what that word means. Agape is to love. Man's kind of love, the highest kind anyway, is agape. And they say that's the God kind of love, but it's not. That's man's interpretation of God's kind of love. God's kind of love is what Jesus just said, that ye love one another as I have loved you. That's Christ's definition. So we have to go and find out how Christ loved. See? He didn't see things the way men see things. They caught that woman in the very act of adultery. I'm going to tell you God's love. They said, oh, stone her. Stone her. Because that's the law. That's what man, that's how he lived. But Christ didn't say that. Christ kept writing on the ground. He said, you without sin cast the first stone. And they left. Jesus said to the woman, where are thou accuser? She said, I don't have none, Lord. He said, neither do I. See, that's the kind of love that Christ has. It's gone. It went bye-bye. Christ kind of love is if you lay down your life for your friend. Everybody ain't ready to do that kind of love. Agape love, most people want to push that on the people. But I'm here to serve notice on you today. We need to teach people about Christ kind of love, which is a totally different kind of love. Totally different. To love as he loved. To see things through his eyes. And don't tell me you can't, because Philippians 2:5 says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. So you can have the mind of Christ, so you can love like Christ. You can have the mind of Christ. But you got to believe for it. That's the bottom line to all of this, is believing for it. Thankful Thursday. Thankful Thursday. But we're talking about believing. Do anyone have anything they'd like to share? It's Thankful Thursday. Press 1. Hallelujah. And I was going to share something that one of the listeners online shared, but I can't find that, so I'm not going to get into that. But I want them to know we will speak on it tomorrow. I had wrote it down. I think I left it in the car, and now that I think about it, but I just want him to the gentleman to know that we hadn't that I hadn't ignored it. It's just that I left the question in the car. So I have to get it out. Anybody else have anything they want to share? Any testimony? Hallelujah. Okay. Anybody talking today? You have anything you want to share, Pastor?
Okay.
I just thank God for the word. Amen.
Amen, amen. I want to say this. If you be risen, you can walk in the Spirit as he's in the Spirit. Well, if you believe that, then you do that. But you can walk in the Spirit as he is in the Spirit. See, when you believe, You have authority. Authority comes with believing. Jesus said over there in Mark 16, if you believe now, you can cast out demons. You can't doubt it. You got to learn to doubt your doubts. That's what you have to do. You can't always listen to the enemy. You got to listen to the word of God about whatever you think or feel. Listen to the word of God, because he's Satan. He is the God of this world. And a lot of people, they're not hearing that. In 2 Corinthians 4, and they'd rather believe his stuff, just like Adam did. He believed what Satan said, because, and then he became the God of this world. I don't want to go through that, but I want to tell you this in 2 Corinthians 4, well, it could back up to 3, but because he said, but if our gospel, we have a gospel, but if our gospel be hidden, it's hidden to them that are lost, in whom the God, little g, the God of this world, have blinded their mind of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, to shine unto them, in whom the God of this world. So you got to go find out who the God of this world. Because it ain't the God that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's not the God of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God wouldn't cause his children to die in tornadoes and hurricanes. That's the God of this world. See, when you understand that Adam gave Satan all this power over the world that God had placed him over, see, he became in authority. So as believers, we have to know that our place in Christ. We have to know that we're not serving the God of this world. But y'all ain't saying nothing today. Pastor, did you want to read that out of the Messenger Bible?
Yes, Pastor. Second Corinthians 4, verses 3 and 4. If our message is obscured to anyone, it's because we're holding back in any way. No, it's because these other people are looking or going the wrong way and refuse to give it serious attention. All they have eyes for is the fashionable God of darkness. They think he can give them what they want, and they won't have to bother believing a truth they can't see. They're stone blind to the day spring brightness of the message that shines with Christ, who gives us the best picture of God we'll ever get. Amen.
Amen, amen. Anyone else? Anyone else? Thank you so much, Pastor.
I feel welcome, Pastor.
Yeah, good night. We'll see you all tomorrow for the Word at Noon.
God bless.